Welcome to Skin Deep. I'm Dr. Anna Chacon, and today we have a very special guest joining us. Get ready for some expert insights you won't want to miss. Let's dive right in.
Good. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on my show. So this is very low key. It's my podcast. This is the first day we're doing it. We have a lot of guests today. I read a little bit about you, and so I had a couple questions, but it's pretty much free flowing. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, how Lana got to where she is today. Where are you from? What's your upbringing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. By the way, that's a beautiful background. Is that real?
Oh, no. No, it's not. Let me just show you where I'm at. I'm in Miami, Florida.
Oh, you're focused. I'm like,
yeah.
That looks so real, though.
Yeah, no, I'm here. See the palm trees in the back and a couple of diplomas, and my grandma put this garland. But I like this one because I actually work part time in Alaska in a place that looks like this.
Yes.
And patients really like it. It's almost like, you know, you're in your living room in a cabin. You don't feel cold, even though you know it's freezing outside.
Tell me something. First of all,
is that a real background? The one behind you?
Okay. Yes, I'm in my office, my home office.
Okay, cool. Cool. Yes. Excellent.
Yes. I love Anna, maybe because it sounds very similar to Lana.
Oh, yeah.
But have you used the CO2 lift?
No, I have not. Do get a lot of, I'm probably the simplest dermatologist, you know. I do not use a lot of skincare things. I use a lot of stuff, thank you so much, things that is in my bathroom. I have a bathroom full of stuff. I'm also an influencer, and so I get a lot of brands sending me things. Mm. So many, actually, that I don't think it's possible to try all of them, but I'm definitely open to using it. I've gotten to wear very little things on my face throughout the years. I use moisturizer at night, sunscreen in the morning, wash my face twice a day, and that's about it. And some makeup on occasion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm very similar to you. I'm a very simple person, and we get a lot of skincare. I'm always afraid because my skin is so sensitive. So when we get into the discussion, you'll see that CO2 lift. I mean, we have a skincare line like Lumisque has one, but the CO2 carboxy, it was funny. I just saw one of the doctors. A lot more plastic surgeons are using us now, although we started in dermatology, just because after we did our wound healing study, we can close a non-healing diabetic ulcer in 8 days. That appeals to surgeons because they have the complications with healing after facelift. So when we started it almost like a rescue kit, even with injectables, because it reverses or helps with vascular occlusions. Because if you think about a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, that's very similar to what CO2 lift does, but you can do it at home. So we're getting a lot of large, big names in plastic surgeon who are just like, in fact, one of my favorites, I just saw he posted on it. I'm like, oh my God, he's using it. So
what plastic surgeon?
This is, you know, Eve's Lift. That's his whole thing. Is it called Eve's Lift? He's in Miami. What is his name? Let me tell you, so many of the great plastic surgeons. I'm like, who am I going to go to when I'm 60?
Okay. Oh, I see. Dr. Ali. Okay. Yes. Plastic Surgery Institute. Okay. Interesting.
And if you look at, he posted it, and I just saw it last night. You'll see it come up. It's this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to the right, you'll see the CO2 lift, and he calls the CO2 lift mask. He started using it after his facelifts, but a lot of like they're using it on breasts, they're using it on body. Surgeons have really helped us, just because they use such volume, you know, too.
Yeah.
So it's always just good to see when people who if I ever could afford Steve Cohen in San Diego, he charges $100,000 a facelift. He's been using it after. So, you know, and they reach out to us. I mean, you have Cheryl Aston in New York. Like, he's like the godfather of, what you call that one? the plain facelifts. When he came over to me and he says, Lana, I want this in my office. Or this other, when I was at CSAPS, a dermatologist in Vancouver, he says, I've been in this business 30 years. Two things have impressed me in my life. When Jean Carruthers came over and said, why don't you start injecting poison in people's face? And yeah. When I heard about CO2 lifts, in fact, I've never done this. And he showed me his text. I asked my office manager, why don't we have this in our office? So Will, because I need your, if you can send me your address, I'll give some for you to try. I'll ask our rep, Dasha, who manages this area, to come over and do a demo, but also for you to try it. This, it's amazing. So that's all I'll say.
Great. Yeah, I'll definitely send it. A lot of things I do is, so I was going to ask you, how important is it to have, like, you know, a medical doctor backing, you know, or trying your product? We, you know, oftentimes if we talk about something, you know, patients will ask us, you know, well, what do I do for skincare? And companies that are really, really large, let's say Neutrogena or Eucerin, they give us samples all the time, and patients think it's part, they like receiving it, but they actually think it's part of their treatment. So they go out and purchase it after, you know, and of course it's harder to do that with pharmaceuticals. So I don't give samples of pharmaceuticals. You have to sign your medical license, attach it to it. Sometimes the state licensing boards want to know that, you know, what stuff you're getting from pharmaceuticals. So it's much easier with over-the-counter things.
This is a cosmeceutical, so you won't have to run into that at all.
Yeah.
You know,
as opposed to the pharma products, because, you know, sometimes patients don't realize getting samples of a prescription as a physician is actually kind of hard. You know, it's got to be tied to your license, and it goes, even some state boards want to know that, you know, well, how much money in samples did this doctor get, you know, and things like that. And you don't have to worry about that, to my knowledge, about over the counter items.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of derm friends. Within the last less than 4 years, I got vitiligo. So I'm always depending on them to send me some, what's the word? Oh my God. Why did it skip me? What is the thing? What is it called? What is it for vitiligo? There, it's a JAK inhibitor.
Oh, JAK. Okay. Opsalura.
Opsalura. So yeah. My derm friend sent me in mail Opsalura just because it's so expensive. So I only stayed on my hands.
There's a cheaper version, by the way. Yeah, there's different versions you can get that are a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know Rania Wiles?
Do I know who?
Rania Wiles.
No. So
Rania Wiles, she's at the Mayo Clinic. She does a lot of speaking. She actually put a prescription for me at a compounding pharmacy for, she said, it's similar to Opsalura. So I've been using that along with the samples. I don't know. But if you know any cheaper version, I'm always open.
Yes, there are. I've even had patients from Mexico drive to the United States to buy this. Yeah, they will literally do that. Because in other countries, it's even harder to get these brands. The other thing is I'm involved in a clinical trial. I do clinical trials as a principal investigator, and one of our big trials is vitiligo. And there are certain types of vitiligo that are harder to heal than others, like depending where you have it, it's harder to heal. And in fact, there's another thing I do that is unique with vitiligo. It is complete depigmentation. And I learned that because I like to travel and learn. I just like learning. You know, I'm very much a nerd. And so I traveled to Kuwait, and in certain countries, you know, patients with these skin conditions are shunned from society. So they completely depigment a lot of the patients. And I do that here. There's not many dermatologists that do that. Every candidate is different. Every patient is different, but I do that here. And that's, you know, through compounding as well. We mix different percentages, and it requires close follow-up and things like that. And of course, not everybody's a candidate, but we do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, Pearl Grimes?
Yeah. She's in Los Angeles. She's a big, big, vitiligo expert.
Mm-hmm. You know, client of ours from way back, one of the earlier adopters of the CO2 lift. And so we became friends. And when I saw her after COVID is right then, and I didn't know what it was. It was on my neck. And she said, Lana, come. And I went to Beverly Hills. And let me tell you, all of when she treated me with some different steroids and stuff, I repigmented on my, I repigmented ever my vulva, everything. Then my hands started. It's just hard to go to Pearl because the first time I went, she sent me back my check. The second time she sent me back my check. And I'm like, Pearl, you buy product for me. I don't, we're in business. You can take the money. And so it made me feel uncomfortable to just keep going to her. So I actually just recently went to, because it just started back again, because it stopped. Just started. And I went to, I forget his name. It's a derm, he's a medical derm in Pembroke Pines. So I just went, he put me on another round of steroids and I have the light therapy. But anyway, yes. But if I ever got in my face, I'm telling you, Anna, I would definitely consider taking the pigment out. Because it's just stayed in my hands and it's on my arms. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is, yeah, there's different subtypes and that's one of the hardest ones to treat for sure.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Did you tell me?
Jamaica. Okay, I'm from. So I was born in DC when my parents were medical. My mother was in dental school, but I went back to Jamaica when I was 5 and I grew up in Jamaica.
Okay, cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot. And you live here in South Florida?
I live in Weston and office is in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, cool. I actually used to work in Weston for 3 years. I worked at the Cleveland Clinic there.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Weston has really exploded. It's also a really great neighborhood. It's like great to raise families. They have good schools. You know, it's great. Definitely a little calmer. The restaurants I wasn't crazy about. It was actually hard to find a good restaurant in Weston, I thought. But yeah, it's definitely up and coming and that area is always growing.
Yeah.
And then, tell me how you came up with the name, the CO2 carboxy.
The reason why is because of the action of, well, it is carboxy therapy. And I figured CO2 meaning carbon dioxide and it lifts the skin. I'm like, what lifts? I mean, it's hard to, I remember when we came up with the name, some of the derms, because we started with just, as I said, dermatologists, like people are going to confuse you with CO2 laser. And that's exactly what happened. Because when the people say CO2, they automatically think CO2 laser. And now, because of the imaging of the gel, it's really taken on. So we came up with the name because we wanted something to connect with carbon dioxide. So it's CO2 and then it lifts the skin almost like a facelift. And I tell you, and I have derms now who met me 8 years ago when we started and now they're like, Lana, I'm getting in a comb because your skin, you look better now. I'm 53, gonna be 54 next month than when I was in my 40s. And I can't use energy on my skin. So I do the CO2 lift once a week now, but it really, you'll see, I cannot wait for you to try it. And then, you know, we have which is my passion. We have the CO2 lift V for vulva vaginal. That to me is what's a game changer for not only for when you think of sexuality and because that's such a huge topic now, menopause, perimenopause, but we've had some gynecologists in Dallas who have actually helped women get pregnant. Now, obviously, how do you get a clinical study with that? But who have tried to put the embryo in, they've lost the baby, they can't carry a baby past 4 months, who've gone pregnant and carry the baby full term. So we have some really great studies on what the CO2 the V does for women. It just changes a game in terms of intimacy. So that's one of that. That came about, again, because of my own needs. I could see the difference in the quality of sex when I was around 48 years old, 47, 48. And when we did the wound healing study, that made me think we can blood flow. The problem with us, we need blood flow to our clitoris. And blood flow slows down at 25. If I can heal non-healing wound in 8 days, what can I do for my clitoris? So we do, and then the vaginal tissue is like under the eyes, it's thin and it gets thinner. So sensitivity, you lose sensitivity, you get drier and it's not as juicy. Well, when I, one of our medical directors is a gynecologist, and we said, what do you think about using the CO2 lift in there? We did a double blind study, Anna, and the results, first of all, the women that, I know we're going into the podcast. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but anyway, we have a CO2.
Yes.
We have thousands of women who, women as breast cancer survivors, women my age, young women in their 20s who have lichen sclerosis.
Yeah.
Lichen sclerosis in 10 days are getting relief, can have sex, enjoy it, can pee without it burning. I mean, it's amazing. So those are just some of the things.
Cool. Yeah, I know. It's an area that's commonly neglected and that it just shrivels up. The other thing I noticed with weight loss, it'll shrivel up. Now that there's all these weight loss medications out there, actually, I'm on one. I lost a few pounds, a lot of pounds on one. I was a little bit chubby, and now I'm normal. But I even feel like, I kind of was like, it feels like my face needs a little bit of a lift, but it's the rest of your body too. And this area is being, is being neglected. And, they have these lasers out there. They have vaginoplasty and those surgeries. Who wants to have a surgery? It's just much easier to do something non-invasive first, Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I had vaginoplasty just in July.
You did? I did.
And I talked about it on
iHeart. How was it?
Oh, my God. I would recommend any woman over 50 to get it. Let me tell you why. So there's three components. You have the tissue, which CO2 to the V is, my tissue is like a 21-year-old, right? I can lubricate for 3 hours of sex, like sustained lubrication. That's one. Tissue is one thing. Blood flows to the clitoris. You need it engorged. You need it fat. You need it juicy. And of course, the outside. But the muscle is another thing. Women say, oh, I get tighter on CO2 to the V. Yes, because the tissue is thicker. It feels like a marshmallow when inside. But the muscle and the angle, as you get older, that angle, which is like this, the penis goes in, hits the clitoral root, you get high off of that. Once you get older, it falls just like everything else. It's not hitting the clitoral root. When I did the vaginoplasty, and I flew out to Michael Reed in Sacramento, change the angle, tighten it. Oh my gosh, Anna, it's like a glove. It's like my vagina hugs his penis like it was meant to be. That sensation with the juice, with the sense, listen to me.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yes, that's it.
We flew from South Florida to Sacramento. Why that surgeon and what? Like to know how patients pick these people.
I know a lot of these cosmetics because I'm in the field.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
I mean, that is such a I wouldn't go to a plastic surgeon for that. That's because a labiaplasty is different. Vaginoplasty, you really have to know the anatomy of the vagina. And there are very few cosmetic gynecologists that are, I feel, outstanding. This particular one, Michael Reed, he's done thousands and thousands. He has never had a mix up. Can you imagine that area messing up? Oh, gosh, no. And he understands pleasure. So he's not only doing the tightening of the thing, but he understands a woman's pleasure. So the clitoris. So even if you look at my vulva, no, it looks like I was in my 20s. I didn't think it was a big deal because the skin quality was good because of CO2 lift, but the angling has changed. It just tucked in. And I didn't do a labiaplasty. I did a clitoral hood reduction, vaginoplasty. And it was amazing results. That's why I flowed to him. I didn't want any mix-ups, and I wanted something that I knew I would get the result, and that's why. I mean, I know Red Allen saw it too. He's actually very good. It's just that Red is more known for labiaplasties, and so I want vaginoplasties, which are not as common.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I actually thought you were talking about a labiaplasty, so that's not what you had? Okay.
No, so they had a perineum. He did the perineum, he did the vagina walls, he did the angle, he built up the angle. So I told my husband is riding around in like a Rolls Royce right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, I don't think I ever heard of that surgery. That'll be something that I need to look into.
That is a good one. because they don't talk about it, because women are often thinking about just the cosmetic, the look. Right. No, I want functionality. I mean, I always say this gets your partner, that keeps your partner. And it's not just about him. It's about your own pleasure. So the vaginoplasty is all about you, getting you to feel that with the maturity that you have as a woman now, confidence, because it gets you back to in your 20s, like you're a virgin, but now you have all of the know-how, the confidence. Think of merging that together. It's very explosive.
I understand. Cool. And then, so the CO2 carboxy, is this for your face or for the vaginal area?
We have two. So we have the CO2 lift carboxy, which is a CO2 lift pro. If you go to lumisc.com, you'll see it. In lumisc.com, you'll see the pro. That's what they use on the face, the neck, the hands, the breasts, the belly, the flank. You use that on the body. The CO2 lift V, the difference with the V and the pro is the pH. So we're addressing pH, ideal pH for the vagina, 4 to 4.5. And then we're and then it's going inside and a little slightly different formulation that helps with inflammatory issues that women commonly get. So women who are used to getting BV, a lot of infection, and a lot happens to a lot of women as we get older, it rebalances it. They're not getting the yeast infections. They're not getting the BV. It smells fresh because it's keeping it in balance, and it's a treatment that once you finish a series, then you just maintain it with a monthly. So 10 treatments would be similar to doing 4 sessions of maybe some type of InMo device or, you know, any type of laser or RF for vulva vagina.
Okay, interesting. And you actually have some providers affiliated, and actually it looks like it's almost all over the United States.
Oh, yeah.
You have dermatologists as well, mm-hmm. Gynecologists too, and plastic surgeons. Would you say those three groups are?
Yeah. There's a lot of doctors right now, because like even, you know, Lee Walker, so... Mm-hmm. So he's big on mass. He's a master injector person. He's in from the UK, but he does a lot of touring in the States. But they've used us as their rescue kit, because when you get a vascular occlusion, once you dissolve the filler, they usually send them to hyperbaric, right? Well, if you just do, we recommend 6 CO2 lifts, which can be done twice a day. By the weekend, you're back to normal. I mean, we have some impressive pictures on that. Vascular occlusion on the penis. You're talking about Friday, and by Sunday it's gone, because a lot of men are getting fillers in their penis. So that's another one. Yeah. They've been using it. Can you imagine? No, the vascular occlusion there, I would be scared. Well, they use it. And again, it's hard to do a clinical on it because no one is planning a vascular occlusion. But they're using it as a rescue kit, but it's great for even after filler, post-injectable, because it sets the stage. You know, I mean, and we'll, you know, I kind of thought of it when I was looking at some of the questions that you had, how CO2 lift really is different from really anything, even when with exosomes on the market, a lot of biostimulators and bioregenerators, CO2 lift is like the basis for anything like that. It's making it better because of what it's actually doing for the body.
Okay. Excellent. And then, what other things, how did you pick, where is it manufactured? Japan. And what were the steps you took to start a skincare line? Because it seems like a lot of people have a skincare line. I'm sure it requires a lot of investment time, but, how much time did it take? What were the steps you took?
Mm-hmm. I do 5 to 8 podcasts a month. I really don't even need to prepare. I'm kind of like, I can do this in my sleep. You can ask me any question. I'm going to give my best answer.
Okay. Yes. So tell me kind of what steps you took to start the skincare line, how you found a manufacturer or cosmetic chemist or things like that.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to answer that now or you want to?
No. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You can answer.
Okay. So no, basically we looked at the technology. I've always been in business. I've always liked things before people have it. We started, you know, we're very innovative, my husband and I. And, you know, I started my business, the first business I had, I was 14 years old. I'm Jamaican. I'm very, you know, Jamaicans, like they have 10, 12 businesses. Well, I started at 14, my first, and then I even though my educational background is in accounting and finance, which I worked with KPMG for a few years, I always loved healthcare and beauty and wanted things ahead of time. So when we started our weight loss clinics, we started with HCG before anyone in Florida. We were the first in the tri-state to have that. And then when we got into the skincare, I'm just looking for what is innovative, what is regenerative, what is different from anything that's out there. Because I had a spa myself on La Sola. So I was like, what can I use there that's not typical to what Chino was using down the street, Chino Bay?
Yeah, Chino Bay Aguilera.
So I looked at, interview people on what they use on their skin. And I heard one person who had good skin and I carboxy therapy, and I had never heard about it. So that caught my attention. Like, okay, that's nothing. Nobody's hearing here talking about that here. Just looking into it though, the only carboxy therapy that was known and where she did it was in Europe, when it's with injectable carboxy therapy. So, Japan is really known for a lot of technology, and I have friends there. And long story short, they told me about some scientists who just developed a gel delivery system. So we met with them, and now we have the exclusive license to that technology. So it's the first gel, and we invested heavily in clinical studies. So you talk about the steps. We wanted to go with premier dermatologists. I always like from the top down. And I wanted to have the people who, I know they're not using this terminology anymore, key opinion leaders, but I wanted to have the leaders.
KOL. Yeah, KOL.
Not using that anymore, the term. I wanted leaders in the field, people who were innovative, people who taught their peers. And so before we even launched, we gave some to some premier derms who I knew before from my weight loss business. And they used it for about 6 months. And they all said, Lana, this is a game changer. We launched it at Michael Gold's meeting in Scale. And
oh, yeah.
Great. We go every year, but that was back in 2016. And that was at the time at Michael's meeting, there was like 500 people. And when we did we used a model and did the before and after. So we did it. Wendy Roberts spoke about it. Then they sit on your face for 45 minutes. Brian Weisman then talked about injectables, did some, and came back to us. When you saw it after, Anna, we opened 300 accounts that day. People were like, this is crazy. This is no fillers in her face. Like, how in the world? Wow. And that's when we kind of got started. And then we've invested in quite a bit of studies. We've done it post-procedure. We've done it right now. We just know that we're in the surgical space. We're doing with, body contouring, facelifts, flaps. We're doing, we just did one with the Mayo Clinic on post CO2 laser, but not only in terms of the fast healing of it, because we are the fastest way to heal the skin, but what is it actually doing on top of that? They did biopsies, punch biopsies on the side with the CO2 left. And what you're seeing is a reduction in senescence. I mean, increase in telomeres from using the CO2 left. So really a production of collagen type 1 and 3. I mean, really impressive stuff. So we have invested heavily in clinicals, and we just did a perfusion study. We did another venous ulcer study on 40 patients, and those were just incredible results. Nothing healed them. To have CO2 live in a month, to have some closed completely and some, I mean, that's a big deal. So we've done 3 clinicals on the vulva vaginal, 2 have been published, and also including stress incontinence. So we have quite a bit of, I think when you talk about the steps, is initially establishing the efficacy, I think is so important. And that's what we did. And then we had a lot of, we had a lot of big celebrities who use the product, and they tagged us, celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, Bella Hadid.
Wow.
Even recently, I know she's not a big Erin Andrews, but that was a big one because she said this, she had it on her face while she was driving. We've had Angela Bassett. I mean, we've had quite a bit of, who post and tag us on the Kardashians, Kourtney. I mean, I know they're one of the top accounts we have in Beverly Hills, treats the Kardashians. Kim uses it on her patients. She has a couple doctors that she goes to, but the one who, Charlena Hassani, is her individual who goes to her house and treats her. And it's CO2 left. I mean, we've had pictures just with her having it, and then they repost it. So we've had, we have people, just recently, Tess Mauricio treats a lot of celebrities. So Paula Abdul uses, Cardi B just got the V from, we have quite a bit of celebrities that we don't pay and they have pictures with it, tag us or share it or something like that.
Okay, cool. Wow, that's excellent. And are they all made in the USA?
No, the CO2 lift is made in Japan.
Oh, okay, cool. Manufactured in Japan. All the products or just some of them?
This is CO2 lift line. So the CO2 lift line, which is the line that we're talking about specifically, because we're the only ones with gel carboxy in the world. So it's the CO2 lift pro, which is the version that doctors have. And then it's a little different, the CO2 lift that people buy through our website. It's a slightly different formulation. Not as good, but not as strong as derms or providers carry. Then we have the CO2 lift V, which is the vulva vaginal gel. The CO2 lift pro is also used on the penis, by the way, because it's helping men. It's improving shim score because, again, it's blood flow to the penis. Then we have the CO2 lift mousse, carboxy mousse, which is really taken off. I mean, we have people like Savannah Boda, who is surprising. She's an esthetician, has a lot of influence. When Savannah Boda posted on this, and she had told us, she was always one of our better clients. I mean, she hated the look of the mousse. She said, "I hate this. I will never promote this. It's just ugly. The packaging." I'm like, okay, whatever. I love it. Her guy had acne and used skin better and never got worse. So they tried the CO2 lift mousse, got rid of his acne. And Savannah was like, "This is crazy." Then try to other patients, the acne. She talked about it. And from then, I mean, she sells, last month, Savannah Boda, just to kind of give you an idea, she sold maybe 2,000 units. We have a waiting list right now because we didn't prepare for the type of growth. We have a waiting list right now of 5,000 mousse just waiting. Because we know, but all of those products are manufactured in Japan.
Okay, cool. Excellent. So are there three products, the Pro, the Lift, and the Mousse?
And the V.
Okay, and the V. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Okay, so they're all CO2 Lift.
Yes, that's the brand name for the Carboxy. The Defend and the Glow, which are also nice products. I don't really talk through them on the show because other people have them. The Defend is great. The Glow, we source our oils in Europe. But I don't talk about those because what we're talking about is Carboxy. That's the education that needs to go out. That's what's different. No one else has it. You know, it's been described as sun and water for the skin. Whereas, you know, exosomes, PRP are all, what you call them, fertilizers. You can't do without the sun and the water.
Okay, excellent. And then I think what are you planning on creating more products? Where do you think there's, you know, room for growth in the CO2 lift line or your line in general?
I think that certainly the benefit of Carboxy, I mean, L'Oreal, there was an article in Allure maybe a year and a half ago where Allure magazine talked about how L'Oreal understands the benefit of CO2 gas to products because it actually penetrates further. That's something that we would consider. Right now, I think our focus is on education. We're just still scratching the surface in terms of information on CO2. Lift, what Carboxy can do for the skin. So our really goals for the next 5 years is just more market penetration. We are worldwide. It's really taking off in a lot of Saudi Arabia and Dubai, especially the V. We just launched in India, and that will be in other words, we're international, and that's just kind of taking off. So I feel like our focus, and as the CEO of the company, my focus is really on education and market penetration.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And any other questions or last minute thoughts?
So this was a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Well, I think the last minute thoughts, I want to say that, you know, where we kind of stand out as different in the sea of skincare, there's, as you said, there's so many products, but I think what makes us different is that we are, again, just essentials. We're the essentials in skincare. Why I say that? Because when you use it, your moisturizer will work better. As a dermatologist, you know, the skin gets thinner. So everything kind of stays to the surface. We thicken skin. So if you use a CO2 lift, you're going to get better results from your skincare. One of the two things that I think are outstanding about CO2 lift, in one of our studies that we talked about, what is it doing as a standalone? Hydration is so important for youthful glow. And CO2 lift increases hydration 117% after one application.
Wow.
So think about that. I mean, think of, and I always use example or analogy of a raisin and a grape. The grape, what's the difference? It's the water content. If you took the raisin is just a shriveled up grape. And that's what happens to all of us. We're born this beautiful grape, and then we turn into this raisin. So we need to do, we need to keep our skin hydrated, and moisturizer is necessarily doing, it's keeping it in. CO2 lift is effective. Elasticity, that bounce back, that baby's bottom look to your skin. CO2 lift does that in six applications, 26% increase in elasticity. Nothing does it. Even when you do RF, what is happening? You have to wait, and you're not getting those type of, you wait 6 months to get those type of skin modulation. So to get that in a month with six applications of a gel that's very pleasant, it's kind of too simple. Those are some of the factors. And luminosity and radiance. So we have double-digit improvements in the skin with only six applications of the CO2 lift. So sorry, that's a long wind-up, but I think of CO2 lift as essential. If you mentioned at the outset that you're simple to skincare as a dermatologist, I feel that I'm a very simple, growing up in Jamaica, I didn't even wear makeup. I think that CO2 lift should be a part of everyone's skincare routine. If they want to look young for a very long time, this is something that will do it, because everyone is talking about biostimulators, bioregenerators. Well, CO2 lift is needed. And then, you know, you think about, you know, people are, a lot of the HA fillers are going away. People, they want more natural things, right? We're right in the mix of that. So I appreciate you having me. I didn't even realize that this was.
Yeah, this is a podcast. Yeah.
I hope I didn't say anything that shouldn't have been said.
No, this is it. This is it. You were great. Very natural. And it's about interviewing, you know, key people, influential people. I'm not doing most of the talking, you know, it's all the guests. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. And then again, for the women that are listening to your podcast, certainly, you know, we think about skincare as just the face and the neck, you know, we jump down to the knees. We forget the most important skin, which are our intimate skin. And that's about quality of life. So I think I would love for more and more women to think of that area and as a part of their wellness program, not to wait until they're in their 50s and 60s when now you're experiencing dryness. Now you're really experiencing the effects of aging down there. You know, start from like we're talking about baby Botox or baby talks. Start from in your 20s to start thinking about that area of your body. And keep it youthful and fresh so you can keep your intimate life healthy and you feel powerful all the time.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Ms. Kerr. And I look forward to, I sent you my address, and you know, we should definitely keep in touch since we are in the same space. And thank you for all your insights today, and have a happy holiday and weekend. Thanks for spending a Saturday morning with me.
Thank you for having me. And I will definitely send you both the top and the bottom for you to try.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you so much. Have a great Saturday.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.